Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Well, good morning to all the best people I know. Just look in the mirror because that is absolutely you. So excited to have you here today with us. Oh, guess where we're going, everybody? We're going to take a little trip in the next half hour, 45 minutes to Italy. I am so excited about having Barbara as our guest today. It took months to get her on. She's going to take us to Italy. She's going to help us live that sweet life, the dolce vita life. She's got a great international best-selling book. She's a travel writer internationally. She is a lot of fun, and she will be also able to take your live calls if you want to call into 347-637-1318. You press #1, and that'll put you to the switchboard. So just get yourself strapped in for a ton of fun. Don't we need it? Feeling the love. Perfect show for the Valentine's Day month. And before I bring her on and read her beautiful bio, I just wanted to thank everybody again for the Motivation Marathon. We had thousands of people join us for that event. You can still go and hear a lot of the highlights free from the speakers at motivationmarathon.com, motivationmarathon.com. There were 47 international experts, a lot of them you've seen on TV, celebrities, psychologists, authors, just you name it, we covered it. Everything under the sun in your life to help you have the best year of your life. And I just want to thank you again and let you know that there's so much at the page that we can't go over, but just go to motivationmarathon.com, check it out, you'll love it. And and thank you so much for all of the support. We're really, really, really jazzed and excited about that. All right, we're excited about today. So let's talk about Italy today and living the sweet life. So Barbara Canali is an internationally published best-selling author. She's also a seasoned travel writer specializing in Italy. She is the chic chick on a mission to bring fantastic, fearless, feminine fun into women's lives. In her charming, delightful, and humorous chic books filled with Italian passion, Bob invites women to explore Italy from the comfort of their very own home with elegance, grace, and style. She encourages you to live your own dolce vita life no matter where you are in the world. Barbara lives between New York and Milan. How nice. She's a real globetrotter. She's always on the move. She's accompanied by her adorable and very spoiled beagle. And to her, writing is like breathing. She's currently working on her new book, which she'll also tell us about. But here is Barb's motto, and we're going to talk about this today. When life gives you twists and turns, chic yourself up in Italy. And it is a pleasure to welcome Barbara to the show today. Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Hello, Deb. Hello. I'm doing great, and thank you so much for inviting me. It's so great to be here today. And, you know, I really love your show. It's so inspiring. It's so uplifting. And you're just so full of this beautiful energy. So I'm very honored to be here today. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. We are so in the Mutual Admiration Society. I'm telling you. You know, I love what you're about. I get so excited when people who walk their talk are willing to come on and share with so many thousands of people on the radio show. Radio is so great. Internet radio is great because you can download it on iTunes to your mobile device. I have a lot of people say, "Oh yeah, I was at the I was on the treadmill listening to that show with so and so." And you know, it's a great opportunity. But I think that people can relate even if they haven't been to Italy. They want to live this sweet life that you have, and you talk about it. But I'd love for you to describe to people what it really means.
Well, your sweet life. You know, when you say dolce vita, when you say sweet life, people think it's something grandiose. You know, they think it's parties and, you know, luxury. And yes, it's all of that. But, you know, it's actually very, very, very simple. And that's actually my intention with this book, you know, Chic Secrets of Dolce Vita. It is to actually capture the real face of Italy, you know, its soul and the character of its people, the passion, and especially the art of life. Because, you know, in Italy, it really is about the art of living your life and loving your life. So I would really like to show women that la dolce vita, you know, the sweet life, does not happen only in Italy. It can really happen even in your own backyard, and it's not even difficult. So the key is to be really open to the beauty of life, you know, to the little everyday things that matter the most, like friendship, you know, enjoying good food, the beauty that surrounds you, the nature, the charm of everyday life that we so often ignore. So that's the message of the book. And that, as I said, that was my intention. And I'm very proud to say that according to the wonderful reviews I've received, it actually seemed that I have succeeded. And it's exciting because the women who have read the book just say, you know, I really feel like, you know, I was there with the author. I was there, you know, eating the risotto and drinking the coffee and drinking the wine and talking to the people and experiencing what she experienced, you know, talking to everyone, just being there. It's really the art of being. So I think this is very special, and I'm very happy about it.
Yeah, well, you don't get to be an international bestseller unless people like what you have to say. So obviously you say something worth living that's really touching and resonating with a lot of people. And I love your definition. I mean, and I was writing down some things that you were saying, but that art of living and loving, you know, in the act of being. And I think that your message is more timely today in this fast-paced world. It's interesting. We were talking, for people listening, I was talking with Barb before the show. She's like, you know, like, oh, I love Italy. You know, I've been to a few places, but I'd love to go back. But I think anybody listening right now, when you think of Italy, I mean, you think of the music, you think of the romance, you think of the food, you think of smiles, laughter. You know, you really do think about your lovely and beautiful, delicious definition, the art of living and loving and the act of being. And, you know, you have so many great tips to help us all embrace that. We can live vicariously through you, Barb, you know, and maybe some of us will get back to Italy or go to Italy for the first time. But give us some tips that no matter where somebody's listening right now, you started to go into this, but how do we start living? How would someone get off this call today? You know, they're very inspired by what you said. Give them a couple of things that they can do to start living this sweet life.
You know, actually, usually when I get this question, and it's a great question, and I love answering it, you know, the first thing that I say is food. Really, you know, to start living your own sweet life is to start enjoying the food. And it sounds to be very simple, but actually it's not. I mean, how often, you know, when you're alone at home in the evening, how often do you have a candlelit dinner just, you know, and do you just do all these beautiful things just for yourself? How often do you do it, right? How often do you have a quiet, slow breakfast in the morning, so you get up, you know, 30 minutes earlier to really have a delicious breakfast. You know, how often do you have lunch at your computer and you don't even know what you're eating and you don't care if it's a sandwich, you know, or a steak because it just stays the same as you're answering the emails. It's crazy. And I think that Italy is all about food. Food is the connector. Food is a social, very, very social thing. And it's something that we in the States just seem to have forgotten a little bit. So start with the food. Go to your fridge, buy really good ingredients, start cooking for yourself, you know, set your table so that it's really beautiful, candles, you know, beautiful plates, and just sit down and savor the food.
Mm.
That's the first and easiest thing you can do for yourself.
Wow. Okay. I'm already thinking about all those things. You know, it is so magnificent just listening to you, what that inspires inside my heart and soul, and it's like all these different things are activated. But, you know, we forget about the senses. We know we've got these five senses for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
That's why we're human beings. You know, we have these five senses. And what you do is you really have a really simple but sophisticated way of engaging all those senses. And taste is definitely one of them. But you make it eye candy, too. You know, you want it delicious to the taste, but you also are saying, hey, make it delicious to your eyes. You know, make that presentation. Do everything together. And in engaging all of those senses, you know, the happiness, the endorphin rush. I mean, scientifically, endorphins make you feel better, right? So
absolutely.
Engaging in all those areas. So food is terrific. And I think that we got to get rid of that guilt with, you know, the food. Really be in that present moment. A lot of your message is really having eyes that see, ears that hear. I mean, you really are talking about being in that present moment, which is so powerful, and we forget to do.
Absolutely, we do. And it's a shame, you know, it's a shame, and we're stressed and we're tired, and, you know, we focus on doing, and we forget to be.
Mm.
And, you know, I see it so often with people who go to Italy or have been to Italy, and they just rush around. I mean, Italy can really be overwhelming. I'm sure you've experienced that. When you're in Italy, there is just so much to see, all the sights, you know, and all the places. And it's just, you just want to see everything, and you want to take pictures, and you want to send postcards. And it can get really crazy. But, you know, it's okay. See the sights. Yes, take pictures. But please, slow down. Just, you know, find a nice, cozy table at a cafe and have a cup of cappuccino or a glass of wine and just watch the Italian life, you know, flow and float by.
Mm.
This is the key. This is, and really feel it. You know, watch, you know, Italians are incredible to look at. So, you know, the way they walk, the way they talk, they use lots of gestures. So actually, Italian is two languages, is the words and it's gestures. It's, you know, they talk with their hands. So it's amazing to see. It's just amazing to watch and to kind of submerge yourself in the energy of the place. That's what Italy's about.
Mm. Now, that brings me to another great question that I'm sure a lot of listeners have, and that's, you know, well, how did this big love affair start with Italy? And for those who have not been to Italy, just give us a taste of what, it, you know, what was it that attracted you to this sharing this beautiful, sweet life, and some things that if people were to go, you know, some of those other things they might see. You mentioned one of them with the people and, you know, and the hustle and the bustle, but the beauty and the enjoyment. So just give us a little travel tour, if you could, Barb.
Okay. So first of all, my life story with it, I think it started, my actually love affair with Italy started before I was even born. Because, you know, my grandma, Lily, was Italian. And, you know, I come from a very multicultural family with lots and lots of influences. But Italian influence was like the major thing. So Grandma Lily wanted to make sure that I spoke Italian, that I loved Italy, that I spent as much time as I could in Italy. And, you know, not loving Italy was not an option. So I spent lots of time in Italy. I studied there. I worked there. You know, my first boyfriend was Italian. He broke my heart. It was the best experience, you know, a girl can have in her life. So it was like, you know, the food, cooking, sharing the family meals. It was all there. And, of course, something that I mentioned in the book, my grandma, she didn't marry an Italian. Of course, her parents wanted her to marry an Italian, and she always wanted me to marry an Italian, which hasn't happened yet, and I don't know if it ever happens. So you see, so this love affair with Italy, it has always been there. So it's like something that I couldn't avoid. And each time, well, as you mentioned at the beginning, I live between New York and Milan. And each time I go back to Milan, it really is like going home. It is where I can really, really be myself and where I can just express my creativity and where I can just do and be whatever I want to be. There is this freedom in it. It really, you know, it's like breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. And just really living your true authentic life. Does it make sense?
I think it's wonderful. And, you know, it's interesting because I was speaking with the director of the She Now organization yesterday in an interview, and she works with a lot of younger women in their 20s and 30s, a little bit younger. Everybody seems younger to me now because I'm closer to 50 than I am to 40 now. So it's like, oh, gosh, you get over 45, and it's like, oh, my goodness, when did that happen? But, you know, we were talking about the value of traveling to make a person more rich, more, you know, just really more loving, more kind, more compassionate. And really the gift of travel does so much more than just sightseeing, you know, and bringing back great photos. It transforms the person in a way that nothing else could do. I'd love for you to speak to that because you are a globetrotter and maybe somebody's saying, you know, I want to travel or I'm thinking of traveling, but why would I really want to go there when I can watch it on a show on TV or I don't have the money? You know, speak about some of the benefits that are not so commonly discussed, what happens to each one of our souls in traveling?
You know, this is a great question, and this is one of my favorite topics. You know, if I could, I would just force and make and oblige every woman to travel. It doesn't really matter where you travel, and although it is great to travel out of your country, out of your own country, you don't have to do that. You can explore your own state, even your own city. But it's, you know, it's very important to feel the adventure and the exploration. Now, when you travel abroad, and yes, I've traveled extensively, and I lived in places, you know, like Morocco and Israel, and really, you know, you might say exotic places. It really changes your life. It teaches you to be open and open-minded, not to judge, to accept other cultures and really try to understand them and to understand why people from other countries do certain things or don't do certain things. And you really become very humble and very, very open-minded as you talk to the people. I think this is the most, it's like a miracle. It really transforms your whole self, your soul, your spirit, your way of thinking. And actually, when you, let's say that you meet two people, one of them has never left his or her hometown, and the other person has really traveled a lot, or at least a couple of times, you can see the difference. Because travel really teaches you to be more courageous, to be more open, you know, to talk to people, to really open up to new experiences, and to just really see and feel, it, like to really express your emotions and to understand, to really see the world. And now I just don't mean see like, you know, looking at something, but really, really see, like see the essence of the world and see how different people are, how different, you know, the cultures are. But wherever you go, there are people who have their families, who have their everyday issues, who want to be happy, who want to make sure their kids have a better future. We are the same. And we just need to accept that our cultural differences or our, you know, social differences don't make us better or worse, because essentially we're the same. And this is, when I say humble, this is what I mean. You really accept people just the way they are without judgment. I think it is a huge gift.
Oh, I think it was worth the price of admission for the show just to hear you say that. You know, because I'm telling you, this is, it really goes beyond, you know, we think it's, you know, this show is categorized in travel, but, you know, there's just so much more that I was thinking, you know, gosh, where could your story, where could your message go? Because it can go in so many different places. And I think that is why it resonates. Because when you travel, I love how you said we're all the same. I mean, everybody listening right now wants to be happy. Everybody wants love. Everybody wants to, I think, ask that question and answer it. You know, well, what am I here for? What am I supposed to do? And, you know, as you describe the families and wanting the better future for the kids and enjoying the meals and just, you know, just carrying yourself away, it really, really, really makes a sense of, you know, solidarity that I don't think could occur in any other way. So it does something to the soul to change forever, really, change forever. Yeah. And Italy is just so filled with activating so many senses that, you know, I think it's just a great place to go. I want to go to southern Italy. Like I said, you know, I've been to Rome, which is unbelievable, and Venice is unbelievable, and Florence is unbelievable, and I guess northern Italy and southern Italy, I've been in the mountains. I think it's the Dolomites?
Dolomites.
In the mountains, but it's so different. What's the difference between northern and southern Italy that you might want to share?
There's a huge difference. The north and the south have always been very different. There always has been some kind of, you know, grudge between people from the north and people from the south. You know, the south is, I think, still has kept the real Italian essence much more than the north, because the north is more, of course, more affected by, you know, industry, and there are more cultures. It's more like a melting pot. But the south is still the real Italy. First of all, the language is very different. You know, the dialects are still alive there and used. So you go to Naples, the dialect, you know, in Naples is very strong. It has nothing to do with Italian. So you go there, people are different, people still keep their traditions, and people are also much more, even more open, you know, even more open, even more living in the moment, even more enjoying the traditions, even more excited to share. The life is less hectic, it's slower. You know, you can still, you know, every evening you can still see people, you know, on the piazza, you know, on the main square, and you can see, you know, men playing cards and women chatting and sharing the latest gossip, and, you know, young couples kissing and dating, and kids running around. By the way, Italian kids never sleep. I have no idea how they do it, but you can see them running around at 3 in the morning. So the South is still much more community-based. So the rush of the big city has not really arrived there yet, which is great.
Wow. Well, I definitely would love to get to – I have to get to Southern.
It's
more,
beautiful.
You know, down by – oh, gosh, just – I tell you, I'm just listening to you, and I'm, oh, carry me away. Let's go right now. I want to pack. you know, let me just pause for a moment and direct people to your website, www.barbara – to pronounce this properly, I'm going to spell it too – Canale?
Mm-hmm.
com. All right, so B-A-R-B-A-R-A-C-O-N-E-L-L-I.com. And yeah. I want to direct people there for a couple of reasons. Well, one, they can also find you have a great radio show yourself, so they can continue this. But also with your book, you have so many personal life stories that are very inspirational in your book, which makes it better than any TV reality show you could go on. But you also invite people to share their stories with you as well. So when somebody goes to your website to get your book, to visit you, to see the things that you're doing and your visit your radio show, what would you like people to share of their stories, their real life stories with you, and how would they do that?
Okay, so first of all, I think the best place to start is, you know, I have this wonderful thing that women just love on my website. It's on the homepage, and it's a 10-day virtual tour, The Secret Gems of Italy, Every Woman Must Know. And it's a great place to start because usually I have so many women, like hundreds of women, who have signed up and then they write back and they say, you know, I really enjoyed today's stuff and I would really love to go there, or I've been there and this is what happened, or, you know, my sister has been there and this is what happened, or, you know, I fell in love in the city and now I've been married to this guy for 20 years. So all these amazing things just kind of surface. And it's a great experience because, you know, I really would like women to travel to Italy, even if they are not able to travel right now. I would like to give them the experience. And so my intention with all this is to allow women to travel to Italy from the comfort of their home, of their, you know, favorite armchair, and really feel they've been there. So that's the travel experience I want to give them. And it really is everything that I do, you know, the radio show, the books, the virtual tour, it's really about traveling in your jammies and seeing the world, which I think is great. You don't even have to, you know, pack your bags.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, that makes it easier to get through the security gates because, I tell you, that can be quite exhausting.
Yeah.
And that could be a travel journey right in itself, just trying to get through the security gates these days. And, you know, there's just, and you have, you know, a lot of information in your blog and you connect. It's really a lovely thing that you're doing. You know, I always believe that people that are willing to, you know, everybody's a gift, but not everybody unwraps it. But you've really identified what your talents are, what your passions are, and you've shared that with others. And so many people are going to get a chance to experience things that they couldn't in any other way because you're willing to share, you know, those experiences that you have. And I can, you know, obviously it's a best-selling book for a reason. But what are some of the things that you'd like to share, some of the stories or maybe something at a book signing that somebody said to you or something when you were traveling or speaking or some, you know, some sort of feedback from before and afters or something that somebody said that touches your heart that you'd like to share with listeners today?
You know, it's very interesting because I get lots of wonderful feedback, and I'd like to say that I'm so grateful for it. It just feels amazing. You know, I don't care if, you know, I don't care how many books I sell, but I really love hearing from people, from my readers, and every single thing is wonderful, but there have been moments that, you know, very emotional moments that came from guys, from, you know, male readers, because my books are for women. I'm a woman, and I see, you know, my travels and my experiences through very feminine eyes. So my books really are very, very feminine. You know, yes, it's travel, it's narrative travel, it's nonfiction, but it's very feminine. And then, you know, I at book signings or even on my radio show, you know, there are guys who call in or they come up to me and they say, you know what, I just love your book. I just love, you know, the spirit of your book. And actually, there was a very sweet thing that that a guy told me once. He said, you know, I think you should have a special edition of your book with a different cover that would be more masculine, you know, more masculine colors, you know, no pink and, you know, no fluffy stuff, so that I would not have to feel embarrassed, you know, carrying
so
it
funny.
Under my arm and walking around the streets of Italy and visiting and experiencing all the things that you described. So I thought that was very, very cute.
That is adorable. See, it could be a good Valentine's Day gift for some guys out there too. You know, kind of get them
absolutely
get them in touch with the other side, and they can live vicariously through you too. So it's not just for women. That's an important thing to mention.
Yes.
You know, I'm just getting back to this great 10-day tour that you have, the virtual tour on your website, and it is great that you're giving people some chapters from your book. Is that correct as well?
Yes, it is. You know, you receive the first 5 chapters of the book as well with the tour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is terrific. So I'm looking at the time, and I want to make sure that, you know, we cover all these ways to connect with you and some of the things that you have coming up and anything else that you want to share with listeners. So you're working on a sequel right now, or what's happening with you right now?
Okay, in April, I have a sequel coming out, which is called Chic Secrets of Dolce Amore, which is sweet love. So from sweet life, we're you know, going to talk about sweet love. And it really is, again, about Milan, and that's my last book about Milan, because then I'm going to write about Rome. And it really is a wonderful book. It's full of glamorous feminine secrets. There is the everyday magic, you know, of the dreamy streets of Milan. There is the passionate romance of its elegant hideaways. And actually, the book really is about the sweet Italian art of kind of delightfully falling in love with your life wherever you go. So this is going to be a real treat. I'm really so happy with the book. It really is very, very beautiful. So this is my upcoming book. It's going to be published in April. And my current book, Chic Secrets of Dolce Vita, is available on Amazon, paper, both paperback and Kindle, Barnes & Noble, brick-and-mortar stores. So basically everywhere, you just need the title, my name, you can get it, or you can download it as an ebook. My website, as you said, is barbaracanelli.com. My blog is barbaracanelliblog.com. And I'm also on Facebook. I have a fan page on Facebook, which is author Barbara Canelli. And I'm on Twitter as Barbara Canelli. So I would love to hear from you. I love to connect with my readers. And I love to connect with Italy lovers. You know, so if you love Italy, if you dream of Italy, please, you know, you can ask me anything. You can ask me questions. If you're planning to go to Italy, if there's anything you'd like to know, feel free to ask, because I just love talking Italy. So, you know, I've been there, I've done it, I got the t-shirt, and I'm not afraid to talk about it.
Well, and you know, it's great because, you know, you can just feel the enthusiasm and the passion, and it comes through so clearly. And, you know, your website is just a great resource, and there's so many fun things. It's like a little vacation right there, and it's full of color, and it's just so great. And I just wanted to read this one. Well, you have so many reviews on the book, but I just wanted to read what one person had written. That had read it said, I highly recommend this book to people who love to travel and unravel the mysteries of different cultures and who are open to learn and experiment new things in life without any inhibitions. I have already read this book 3 times, and for me, it serves like a meditation. It does not matter whether you have been to Italy, you will never go to Italy, or you live in Italy. This book still offers something for every kind of reader. Just read it, and you'll love it for sure. And I think that really is, you know, a really perfect testimony from someone, because I think it just I think the stories, the personal stories, and those things that you suggest, you know, for the readers to do to live the Dolce Vita life, and you've shared those, a lot of those, with us today, and there's so much more in the book. But it really brings us to a place of appreciation for ourselves and just, you know, unlocking things that we take for granted sometimes. And doing these simple things can have such a huge difference. And I just love how it connects people. And it's so, I guess, refreshing to look at the bright side of life, Barbara, because you do that. You look at the bright side. You look at the sweet life. And we need to surround ourselves in that fragrance of transformation that's going to help us focus on the beauty of being who we are and connected to family and friends and all those things that we have that, you know, we really need to appreciate and make a conscious effort to reflect on. And your book forces the reader to do that, to, you know, really look at themselves. You want to look at yourself and say, you know, what am I doing to live this in my life? And it's just a really great, great, great piece of art. Art in words.
Thank you so much. You know, beautifully said. I couldn't say it, you know, better than you. Thank you so much for your words. I really appreciate it. And that's exactly what I wanted to say with my book. So thank you so much for saying this.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Now tell us about your radio show, how people can connect with you to listen on to that so that they can, you know, be part of this great family you have created.
Okay, so my radio show is on Blog Talk Radio as well, and it's blogtalkradio.com/Barbara Cannelli, which is my name. And it's really a radio show about books, about travel, about Italy, and about enjoying your life. So I talk a lot to authors, you know, to fellow authors of who have written very different books. But the point is that I always ask them, you know, what makes your life beautiful? What inspires you? What makes your life sweet? So you get authors and people from different areas of life who actually talk about how they live their sweet life. And I also very often have people who have been to Italy, who work, you know, with Italy in some way. I have, you know, hotel owners and travel agents, people who really love Italy. So they share my passion and they share travel tips and they share, you know, really their own experiences and their own love of Italy. So it's excellent. And I mean, if you are thinking of writing a book, which you definitely should, because I think each of us really has a book inside themselves. I have a new series for, you know, creative soulmates, as I call us creative people. And it really is about your creativity, about writing, and about how to take care of your inner artist. So there's lots and lots of things, and it really is about your sweet life.
And, you know, that's a whole, that would be another show that we would have to.
Yeah.
You know, Candy O'Donnell, she has a show with, she interviews a lot of authors, and she was in the chat room. We love her. But, you know, there's just so much we could do on another show about people writing books, because I do think that everybody has a book in them, and I do think everybody has a message, you know, and it's just wonderful that you took that time to share your thoughts, and now you've got your sequel coming out. So so when you're not writing and talking about travel, what are you doing?
Okay, I play golf. That's my passion. I'm a very bad golf player, but a very enthusiastic golf player. I really love nature. Nature, you know, really energizes me. So long walks with my beagle, I really love that. And I love the ocean. That's another thing that really energizes me. Yoga, meditation, all these spiritual practices, you know, to keep really keep in touch with myself. And I eat lots and lots of chocolate.
That's great. Hey, you're okay. You're enjoying your own company, Barb, and that is what it's all about. And you know, you can just you can feel it. Other people aren't going to enjoy your company if you don't enjoy your own company first. And it's just such a great way to get into the business of living with the zeal and the passion that we all we should all have for our life. I mean, we're doing this, and we're not going to come back It's like when it's over, we're not here anymore, so don't wait.
Yeah.
The time really is now. And I think that you bring that sense of urgency to people. You know, why wait? Why do you think people wait to do these things, you know, that they really want to do?
I call it putting off. It's a great question, and it's my personal pet peeve because people do it, yes. And I call it, you know, the myth of arrival or putting off happiness, you know, the myth of putting off happiness, because we always say, okay, when I earn this much money, this will be it, or when I find the right guy, I will finally be complete, or when I finish this course, this will be it. You know, we always have the next thing and the next thing and the next thing, and when we achieve it, we don't really celebrate it. It's just like, you know, okay, another item on my list ticked off, so what's next? And we're always after the next best thing. There is lots of pressure, you know, to achieve and to accomplish and to kind of be what others expect us to be, that we don't even know who we are anymore, and we're not in touch with ourselves, and we don't know what we want because we think that we should want what others want us to want.
isn't it true? I mean, Good thing we have this. I have to listen to this again. There's just so many gems that you're sharing in there, and it's so crazy too, because the things that, you know, get the corrosion, you know, they break stuff, things, you know, they all break. They eventually, you know, you give them to somebody else, they don't work anymore, you don't use them, you get tired of them. But the experience, that travel experience, that experience that transforms your heart, that experience that touches your soul, the experience that you have traveling, you know, that never fades. It's always alive.
You're so right. It's so beautiful because, you know, I call myself collector of experiences. That's who I am. And I really love art. I really love music. I really love witnessing other people's genius. And I think it's just so much more valuable than anything you can buy. And I think money is a wonderful thing that you can actually use to buy experiences. You can buy, you know, theater tickets. You can buy air tickets. You can, you know, go see other people's work. And I think this is the biggest and best investment. Mm. It really is. The best way to use your money is to start collecting experiences.
You're a curator of experiences.
Yes.
International and otherwise. It's great. And, you know, I think that we can get so much more a return of our investment in this life by doing exactly, you know, what you talk about and what you share. And it saddens me to know that we're out of time, but it makes me smile to know that people are going to be able to connect with you. And, you know, I think the best way to start out is to take that free 10-day trip that you offer at your website. So if you're listening live or on replay, you can go to Barb, BarbaraCone, LL2LSI.com. Visit the website, check out the radio show, connect with Barbara. She wants to hear your stories. Get the book. You know, take a trip that, you know, you can start out by taking an Italian trip for, you know, under $10. That's a bargain. So there's no excuses there. And then you're going to keep us posted on the new book. It's coming out, you said, in April?
Yes.
Okay.
It is. Secrets of Dolce Amore. So I'm very excited about it.
Wow. Well, this has been fun for me. I'm telling you, I always am saying, I'm always ending the show with the same thing. I hope everybody else enjoys my show as much as I enjoy the show. I love it. It's great what
you've
done.
I had a great time, too. So thank you so much for inviting me. I had a blast.
Oh, listen, it took so many months to get you on, but it was well worth the wait. And I know
people
are going to share the show with a lot of people. So, hey, listen, if you're in the cold, like I'm up here in the Boston area, well, you're in New York and so forth, hey, get ready, you know, get a great start to spring, you know, share the show with a friend, talk about different ways that you can live that Dolce Vita life. You know, just as Barbara said in starting out the show, begin with something with food. You know, make a plan with some people that you love and care about, and start living the Dolce Vita life. And when you have, make sure that you connect with Barbara and let her know. So thank you very much for sharing your shine with us today, Barbara. We appreciate you and look forward to your new book coming
thank
out.
You.
We're going to keep tabs on you. And keep
thank
us
much.
Going and growing. Share the show with a friend. Remember in the famous words of Oscar Wilde, to be yourself because everybody else is already taken.
Oh, yes.
God bless. Go out and make it a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Best People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.